Come in, man. Have a good time.
Triumph.
Whoa.
Full disadvantage.
Whoa.
See you later, suckers.
High-definition version of Carol.
No idea.
Hi, my name's Carol.
Yeah.
Carol!
Right, we've got 45 minutes to smash this.
We can do this.
Everyone we kind of come across, we're just going to kill them.
I've laid the map down.
Sorry?
Yeah, you got your crit. And you recovered 2 wounds.
Thanks, man.
Really?
I love that in that roll, I got a bit up. So my wounds were 3 out of an 18 threshold. But I still managed to get a crit with Lynn.
Yeah. How are you guys getting to this place?
Do we have to... How far away is it? Is it
taxi?
You can hire a taxi.
No.
Free astronaut.
10 creds.
What?
That's alright.
How far is it?
No, go on.
10 creds isn't a lot.
Less than 2 creds each.
They make you pay because you lost all the money.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's smash it. Okay, so you, the taxi drops you off at location A on the little map in the middle of the table, which is the landing pad. Mm-hmm. See, can you see that, Claire?
Landing pad.
Yeah, alright. Ready? A, cool. So we're rolling at the other end.
This is episode 3, by the way. And the title of this episode is End Game. So this is the end of the game. And you're arriving at the Novacore factory in sector 93943. The barely lit landing pad on the southern corner of the complex is perpetually covered in waves of steam emanating from nearby exhaust ports. Small tracks of light in the centre are only markers to assist in navigating through the hazards. A number of crates, boxes and other neglected shipments sit on the outskirts of the landing pad, still waiting for attention from the factory workers.
So, we're at A.
Mm-hmm.
We should walk in towards what was B?
Well, you're going to go... That's pretty much your only exit, because behind you is just big tanks. So you're going to walk through to B. Stroll into B, which is a selection of offices.
Okay.
What's in them?
The austere offices of Novacore are run by a skeleton crew. As you enter the building, you can see an elevated walkway that overlooks the main floor filled with shambling worker droids that monitor various screens and equipment for the main factory. Large banks of security screens show most of the main refining plant and the processes taking place inside. Across the building from your vantage point, a small office sits above the activity, overseeing it all. Behind the large windows, 3 Mastafarians run the operation.
Rastafarian? Hey, come in, man! Have a good time!
When I was writing it, I knew you were going to laugh at Mastafarians.
Okay. So, are Mastafarians bad?
They're just the people that work there. There seems to be, no sign of this dude. This is just, a normal running, refinery factory that's, ore and stuff moving around. And the people working in the offices, they just seem very surprised to see you. It just seems like a very normal office.
So should we speak to them?
One of the droids looks over at you and sends, a quick alert to the overseer. And a Rastafarian comes out of his office. Why have you entered a restricted area?
Put your charm on, kids.
A Mastafarian comes out of the office. Why have you entered a restricted area?
Charming. Tell him the truth, but charming.
That's exactly what you need to do. Someone needs to roll an average charm check against this dude.
I'm charming.
You're the charming man. Here you go, charming man.
This charming man.
Okay, so I'm going
to... Average charm.
So that's...
Two purple.
And against the yellow and a green. Yep. That's what I got for charm.
Success, 1 disadvantage. No.
Failure.
Failure, 1 advantage.
That's a success, isn't it?
Yeah, the star is cancelled out by the triangles.
I've got a charm which I didn't use in the whole last one.
You can re-roll that.
Okay, let's re-roll it. This is my only chance I can use this, though.
Yeah! I can't see, that looks bad.
That's even worse. Is that an advantage, though? 1 advantage, but a failure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Charming or cheating or deceptive.
Okay, so this guy goes to summon some security droids.
Oh, we need to just kill him.
Can you try and stop because you've got computers. Hack
into the security.
I'll let you try and just hack this guy in the back of the head while he tries to go. And,
Well, no, I've got an actual life form tracking, motion sensing, male detecting, and the ability to intercept standard frequency comlink transmissions.
So you're going to try and intercept his comms?
Do it.
Situation normal, everything normal.
Yeah.
It's fine here.
So what are we saying?
Average comm. These guys aren't as refined as the other guys you tried to hack earlier. Success and one disadvantage.
Take some strain.
Yeah, you can suffer one strain. All right, so you've hacked into his thing, and he's not going to be calling any backup. If you want, I'll let someone do handcuff him up.
What would that be, like an athletics?
Easy athletics.
I've got 1 yellow, 3 green.
I'm not even going to make you roll it, but you did it.
It's agility, isn't it? Not athletics. No, it's athletics.
Athletics is a skill.
Oh, okay. Some people have got it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to give Beef that roll, because I can't even bother to make him roll for that. okay, so you leave the offices. Are you walking straight through the offices into the main plant?
Yeah.
Okay. The Calarium Processing Plant. The dormant structure of the complex, the Calarium Processing Plant, is a massive facility sprawling across nearly half a kilometre of land. Repulsor lift sleds come and go from large hangar doors as crates of processed ore move out of the facility and empty crates return to be filled. Inside, rivers of molten calarium run through artificial canyons as gigantic crucibles dip down to extract the material from the next stage of processing. Catwalks crisscross the entire building, many filled with droids tirelessly checking gauges, readouts, and screens. Intense heat permeates the area, making it obvious why only droids are assigned to this grueling work. I need everyone to roll an average resilience check against the heat in this room.
So resilience.
If you don't have resilience, it comes under brawn.
A brawn.
Three. Okay. Really? Should I go first? So I do 3 green.
Right. Yeah. If you're this, that's what your thing is, and 2 purple.
Okay.
So you just got 1 success
one
and nothing.
1 success. Yeah.
You're all right then. You're okay against the heat. Tis.
See you later. Heat.
Average resilience.
Okay. Brawn. Nothing.
What he rolls.
You got a failure with an advantage.
You failed.
Failed
with that. 2 strain from the heat instantly.
I don't need to roll, do I?
No, you're okay. You're all good.
The heat is on. What a song.
Right, so that and that can't start one of them. Got 3 success, 2 disadvantage.
2 disadvantage. I'll give you only just 1 strain for the disadvantage.
It's just 2, isn't it? 2.
Yep. Wow, that looks nasty.
1 disadvantage.
Just 1 strain for you.
Yeah, I've done it. I've got 2, 4, 6 success, 1 disadvantage.
Oh, fuck. That's so much success, I'm just going to ignore the disadvantage. You don't suffer anything.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay, so you're all okay from the heat. Some of you are sweating a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. You see claw arms moving along rails by the catwalks, moving calarium in the crucibles to the tanks and back and forth and all sorts. There's a command tower in the middle, which is like 4 stories high. There's an elevator that goes up and down that from the ground or the catwalk. And you can see droids working inside through the thing. There are rivers of calarium, like the hot lava, which is really hot, so be careful of that. And other than that, you've got a pile of rubble at the bottom, which is D. And you've got cooling towers and tanks in the room as well.
D is the doorway, it looks like.
Well, from the outside, it's just a pile of rubble.
Oh, I see. So we don't know that that's a doorway.
So, where are you going to look for this dude?
I think...
The pile of rubble.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
I know we're on a time constraint, so I'm like giving you things like a bit quicker.
Let's do that.
Going straight to the bottom, walking straight
or
through the plant.
Should we go to CT first?
I'd like to look at CT.
Like comms and stuff. Let's go there, see if that'll
That's the command
out,
tower.
And then we'll go to D.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing? Going up in the lift?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go up in that, and there are 12 droids working inside. When they see you, they try and stop you. Mm. 12 droids.
Can we go straight back down in the lift again? And run
just
away.
Let it go back down, like the doors open. Bing, bing, we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, God. I'll do that. I was actually even going to suggest.
Press the button.
Yeah,
Haven't you, what did you do on your comms check before? Turn off the what?
Oh, you...
I jammed.
Jammed the communications. Well, you could lock him in that room if you were quick-witted enough.
Let's go. Lock him in.
Cool. Does that mean Tiz has got to do like a check?
Bribery.
Yeah. What would you say, guys? Suggest a check for jamming a door shut.
Computer hack?
Computers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, athletics. I'd let someone do athletics.
Or mechanics.
Or mechanics. I'd let someone do mechanics, athletics, or computers.
I've got good mechanics.
Mechanic,
I've got good mechanics.
Alright. Willpower. Someone will.
Since you're doing mechanics?
Yeah.
If you go mechanics, it's only going to be average.
Average?
Yeah. Average mechanics.
Failure.
I'll let someone else try an athletics or a computer.
With an advantage.
With an advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll add a boost onto whatever someone else tries to. If they want to force it with their hands, I'll let someone roll an athletics.
Or does it come under?
You've got the best athletics.
Athletics comes under brawn.
Oh, I've only got two.
I've got one yellow, three green. So I just.
Oh, yeah.
One yellow, three green?
Yeah.
Okay, it's average with a boost.
I'm gonna smash the door shut. Yeah.
This is basically just running away.
It's gonna smash it so hard it's break the door open.
You say it's average with a boost?
Hard.
Harder.
If I'm saying if you're going to do it mechanically, I'm like, if you're trying to do it with your hands, surely it's got to be harder than mechanical.
Yeah.
Just
too average it. With
hard. With
oh,
a
hard, yeah, you just said that.
Yeah, just made that up.
Okay.
Okay.
You succeeded? Yeah.
All right, success. Three success, one disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Wow. Little bit of strain. Little bit of strain. All right.
Another little
Just one.
It's a problem. We're all in the lift, so we'll get a bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
feet down. back down the lift, like Jibs was saying. Ding, 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 ding. Like, yeah. Straight back down. Let's try the other door.
Wait, let's go for D then.
Just straight to D.
Yeah.
Can someone roll an easy perception check?
Yes. two success.
Behind the rubble, you spot a hidden door.
Yay!
I need someone to roll an average perception check.
I'm too yellow. I should have done that one.
You didn't know there was going to be another one after, did you?
Has anyone else got better than two yellow perception? Yeah, well, I've just had my go. Well, I'd have two in a row. Two advantage. Didn't fail.
Your advantage, I'll let you pass on to give someone else a perception roll if they want to try and use the perception.
Deception comes under cunning.
I've got three.
There you go.
Discipline.
Two purple, three green.
Got it. You make up for all the mistakes. Done that.
Has it? I don't think he has. This is loads of advantage.
Two advantage.
One failure.
One failure. All the advantage.
Loads of advantage though, mate.
Three advantage.
Three advantage, one failure.
Pass it on to someone else, give a boost.
Help. Really, you want to try... Okay, I'll let you do it if you want to pass it on for someone else to try and do it.
What we're doing...
And I'll give him a boost as well.
What we're doing...
Perception.
Just using the perception. Exactly. I want to notice something else. You got a boost as well.
For the destiny, we've been here before.
Really?
Yeah. One, two, three, four...
Nice one.
Yep. Yeah.
You notice it?
Four success.
You notice the booby trap that's attached to the door.
Oh.
Who hasn't gone?
I'm
How's your cool?
What is that? Commander presents.
Mm-hmm. Because
you've got a yellow and
hungry.
Yeah.
You haven't gone, and
I've been.
We've all
me
been.
Me and Dan. So who's got? And what's your cool?
Yellow, green.
Oh, Dan.
It's a hard cool check to try and disarm this.
Oh, I'll go on Dan.
And can you upgrade one of the purples to a red?
Oh, what? Oh, what?
So two purples, one red.
Yeah, go on. Do it. Two success, two disadvantage.
Wow, okay. Two strain, and he managed to disarm the bomb that's on the
Yay!
Door. And you move some rubble, get through the door. And you come through to another section, like another building, which is an abandoned factory section, basically. Not part of the factory behind. So that's actually a working factory you've been going through. But there's an abandoned factory attached to the back, which is where this guy's been hiding out, it looks like.
Carto.
So you've got this abandoned factory section. As you enter the darkened mineral processing area, old conveyor belts, centrifuges and compactors lie forgotten under a thick layer of dust. Smashed crates, an ancient inoperable speeder and other forgotten remnants litter the floor. Leading out from the cavernous area are a few ladders for climbing massive exhaust pipes on one side and a staircase to an abandoned office on the other. A dim light glows from the room at the top of the stairs.
Go towards that light.
Does anyone do a perception check?
I'll give a perception check.
You know.
I need...
booby
traps. If you're going to check for more traps, I need a hard perception check from someone.
Okay, well, I've got one yellow, one green, but someone's definitely got better than that.
I've got one yellow, two green. I've got two yellow. And I've got better than that.
What, sorry?
It's you or me, Claire.
Hard perception.
What have you got? One yellow, two
got three green. Three
green. Sure? Yeah. I think more dice is better than... Hard, isn't it? Three. Yeah. No, I failed. No, you haven't. You got advantage. There's nothing, but then there's... I just got nothing, actually. Just cancelled it all out.
Just a whole lot of nothing.
Yep, nothing.
If someone else wants to try a hard perception in this area, I'll let them do it.
Yeah, go on, I'm
looking.
Triumph.
Whoa.
For disadvantage.
Whoa.
Triumph.
Okay, what I'm going to do with your triumph, you do notice another booby trap. All up the stairs, booby traps, like bombs.
Right, okay.
Disadvantages... to, one. How much disadvantage did you get?
Four.
You're suffering two strain when you see all these bombs. Holy shit. The other two disadvantage is going to add a setback to the person who tries to disarm these bombs.
Okay, alright.
Which is an average cool check.
What, for the bombs?
Right? Mm-hmm.
Well, that okay.
Danny, it's gonna have to be you. I think you're the
only I need someone to be cool under pressure on these bombs.
Does anyone else? What's your
two
yellow?
You don't. It's an average cool with a setback.
So you want two purple, one black?
Well, actually, you want to make one of them purple or red. I'm flipping Destiny.
Can we flip Destiny?
Flip Destiny for fact, bitch! Go on then, Becca. Give it some.
Oh.
Yes! Good. Two success. That's that out of the way. Two success.
Successfully disarmed all the bombs up the stairs.
Well done, Dan.
Congrats.
Right, are you going up the stairs?
Yeah.
Straight into location F?
Yeah.
Location F, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The old foreman's office serves as Carto's home while he's on Coruscant. A simple bed sits against the north wall, and eight crates are stacked along the west wall. He's just in there, sort of tinkering around on his desk.
Grab him. I'm getting my gun out.
If you're going straight in, I need everyone to roll for cool.
Are we
going
to try and talk? Why do we want to talk? Do we want to talk?
You want
to
kill the motherfucker.
Alright.
You need to teach him a lesson. You owe the pikes. All of you owe the pikes in some way, and he's fucked over the pikes in some way.
Great. Nothing.
Nothing.
I've only got one die. 1.1, bub.
1.1?
No! 0.245.
0.5.
2.1.
Nice. What
am I doing?
You're cool, which is your presence.
Oh, doing
two. So two green ones.
Yeah.
These ones.
That's the check. I've got.
What have you got? A star. You got 1.2.
Bad, is it?
That's pretty good.
What did you get?
1.2.
Well, 0.2.
Right, okay, pass the dice, I need to roll for this dude. Wow.
Oh no.
4.1.
Oh dear.
Well, he's going first then.
Okay, this dude, to give you an idea of what the guy looks like, this is the dude.
Holy shit.
Oh, he's horrible.
He looks badass.
Don't worry, guys, I saw his wounds.
You saw his wounds that I'd adjusted?
Yeah.
I changed how strong he was because I was like six of you. I'm like amping up a little bit. 6v1. The game's made for like four people. Okay, so I'm going first then.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, he dives behind the crates that are next to him, getting into cover. After whipping out his penis, but he's suffering two strain. He's whipping out his gun. And shooting straight for what he deems to be the biggest guy there, which is actually Dan. even though he's definitely not the biggest threat. And you're all in short range.
Cool.
10 damage.
Yeah.
And who's going next to take this guy on?
I'll go.
Yeah? So we're in short range.
You're all in short range. You're in one room. He's hiding behind these fucking crates in the corner.
Nobody's
but, like, popped out to shoot him. He's in cover.
So does that mean it would then...
A setback. Okay.
Yeah, the setback, yeah.
What if I want to run in and use my claws?
Then it's engaged.
Well, you'd have to suffer two strain.
You have to get over the crate.
No, you wouldn't have to suffer two strain because you haven't got a weapon out, you just got your claws. So you just have to run in and slash him.
Okay, I'll do that. So I've got a purple and a...
But because you would be in front of him, everyone trying to shoot at him with you there would have to have two setbacks because it's one of the crates and you're blocking the way.
Okay.
It's a lot.
I won't do that then. I'll do the gun.
You can aim. You can use your maneuver to aim, can't you? That'll add the boost in, but you'd still get the setback.
Unless I did some kind of fancy...
Unless you go and smash the crate he's hiding behind.
I did some kind of barrel roll off his back, ended up behind him, and, like, slashed his face from behind him.
He's in the corner.
Yeah, not gonna work. Okay, so do I...
What about karate kick at him, so you jump in the air, and then you kick his face into the back of the wall,
right? I'd say shoot him.
Okay.
Is there any cover for us?
There's his bed... I guess you can get behind.
You see, guys need it more than I do, so I'm going to shoot him. Whoa, yeah!
One advantage.
Real bad. Real bad. I'll advantage, and I'll probably take, two strain?
You didn't know, no strain, you just failed, because there was no disadvantage.
Okay, so...
You just failed, but you can pass a boost, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
You should have smashed it.
Wasted it.
Why
did I think about smashing the crates? What's in the crates?
You get coins.
Well, nothing, it would destroy his cover.
What would you need? Brawn, surely?
I would say probably athletics to smash the crate.
Which is brawn, right?
Yeah, it comes under brawn.
What's in the crate?
My brawn is shit.
Scorpions.
Who's going next?
Can I go?
Yeah.
Pretty power up. Okay, so it's one purple because it's short range.
And black, yeah.
And a black. But I get a boost, right?
God, it is.
From B.
Yeah, and B passes the boost, yeah.
I rolled terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad.
Yeah, I got two success, two advantage, so I've done 12 damage.
Mm-hmm. A plus one for your thing.
Yeah, I already added that on.
Oh, you added that on.
Yeah, 12 damage, two advantage.
Yeah, you got a good shot on him.
Cool.
And for the advantage... I'll let you have a free manoeuvre, or pass another boost, or had a setback to my next move.
I'll do that, add a setback to your next move.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
throw a stun grenade
into a creature. You've thrown a stun grenade over. Okay, range light.
Will that affect
And
us?
he's in cover, so you got a setback. Only if he... Play could do. We'll see.
No, we're all right.
What you got?
Success.
How much success?
One.
And nothing else? No. What's the basic on a stun?
Eight,
so it's 9 strain, isn't it? Okay, alright.
Next.
Who hasn't gone?
I haven't gone.
Go on, Jibs.
Becca, have you gone?
Go on, Becca.
Yep.
Where are you going? Okay, you can go first. Sort of before me, anyway.
I'm just going to shoot at him, but he's still behind cover.
Yep, so setback. Short range. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Completely nothing.
I will. He's still, what, is he hidden somewhere?
He's behind the crate, yeah.
I'll have a shot at him anyway, shall I?
Yeah.
I've got a heavy blaster pistol here.
Yep.
Did a bit of extra for that.
So that's ranged heavy to use.
Ranged.
That.
It says actually ranged light.
Oh, heavy. Oh, yeah, it's a pistol, it's not a rifle. Yeah, okay. Heavy blaster pistol is ranged light.
Two yellows and a green, and what am I?
And it's only one purple and one black.
One purple and one black. Come on, you bastard!
What have you got?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice.
3 success. What's your base damage on the gun?
7.
So it's 10 damage.
Nice one.
You deal 7 damage on a hit plus 1 damage per success symbol roll.
Yeah.
Says he.
So it's 10.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Like that.
And, Dan, you got one last go before he retaliates to all this shit.
You shooting at him? No.
One purple, one black.
You shooting at him?
Yeah.
Nice roll. 2 success, 1 advantage.
What's the base damage?
5.
So 7 damage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Nicked him. And the advantage? How much advantage?
One.
You can recover one of your strains. You can pass a boost to the next good guy that wants to go. You can, unless you can think of something else.
Pass
a boost on to whoever acts next. Yeah. Okay, pass the dice over. I'm going to have this guy do something.
Something crazy.
Okay, he raises his gun, shoots out the window, knights up his jetpack, and flies out of it.
What?
Bastard.
Yeah, into the refinery area.
We're chasing him.
Aww. Come on.
Yeah. Jetpacks explode.
Wow.
What?
Two advantage and nothing.
Oh, okay.
So they just burst the wall.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Maybe his jetpack malfunctions, so he doesn't actually escape out of the room, but there's so much like smoke coming out everywhere, we get, I don't know,
we
some
don't
kind
know
of disadvantage because we can't see
him. I'm going to add a... oh, you know what? Hang on a second.
Setback for the first couple of rolls, because it's...
Yeah.
What did I say he failed? Yeah, sorry, I just rolled my setback that you added and I just got another failure. But it's still two advantage. Okay, so, yeah, his jetpack... doesn't fucking fire up properly. Room is filled with smoke. Nah. Everyone's got setback, but including him.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
But
so embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
see you later, suckers.
Into the wall.
Are we going to try and malfunction his jetpack so that he can't try and get away again?
Guys, also, I've just upgraded his ability. He's an adversary. He's the big boss. So all difficulty checks on him have upgraded by one.
So he's now hard on...
How come he's only
hard?
There's no hard
at the
desk.
Because I need to remember
track seven. So that means instead of...
One purple would always be one red.
He's got a camera in there.
So you're all at short range.
Yeah. Cool.
He's not in cover anymore. Like, no one's in cover anymore. You're all just in the middle of a smoky room. Everyone adding a setback.
So wait a minute. So it'd be two purple and setback.
In this now, it'd be one red and one black.
Success, one disadvantage.
What's your base damage?
Grenade. Hey,
are you throwing another stun grenade?
Eight, yeah.
How much? What's the stun?
Eight. Plus one.
Plus just one, so it's nine.
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't knocked him out yet.
Tie him to a smoky room and he's throwing a stun grenade.
Yeah. You're lucky you're not getting advantage because you would have given like effect blast and everyone would be getting it.
Who's so next?
I can't believe I fucked.
So
I was like gonna have it like epic, like flying around all the fucking towers and shit.
This is the least cool ability.
He lives in a fucking pit.
He lives in a horrible little shack. He's in his little bed and then he's flying around. He'll sell me this fucking jetpack. Smuggled one of those in last time.
At least it didn't blow off. I'm gonna try and use it again.
It's not the same as last time. What is it now?
The purple is a red.
Lockdown.
One advantage.
And nothing?
And nothing.
Yeah,
you've still got a boost to pass on, which you forgot to use before.
Yeah,
as well.
Double boosted.
So I'd let you either have a double boost or save another boost for the next person.
I'll save it for someone else.
Okay. Just don't forget whoever acts
so
next gets a boost.
Red and one setback, right?
Yeah, red and a black.
One success, so... Oh, no. I got the... Because I'm in short range. It's mine. 11 damage.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. Cool.
Next.
I'll have a go.
Whoever's going next gets a boost.
Yep.
Yay! I need it. I'm really shit. And then what else?
One red, one black.
Nice.
Two success, one advantage.
What's your base damage?
Six. So...
8 damage.
Yeah. I rolled the wrong fucking dice.
Reroll them.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Sorry, sorry,
Nikki.
One success, one advantage.
What's your base damage?
Six, so seven.
7 damage.
Yeah.
And what's your advantage?
One.
Passing them boosts.
Oh, yeah. Give a go.
Who hasn't gone yet? Just Beef.
Keep the boost.
Just me.
I haven't attacked on this round.
You haven't gone on this round yet?
No.
Okay, cool. You still go. I thought there was another one.
One success.
One success. One, two, three,
four advantage. Four advantage. What's your
crit?
Oh,
shit.
Oh,
man.
So, four advantage. That's a lot, though, man. What do you want to use it for?
I don't know. Can it somehow like completely destroy his jetpack so he can't try any...
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Escapee
yeah.
stuff.
I'll give you that for four advantage. What was your base damage, though? 8 plus 1, so 9 damage, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you've got... You just destroyed his jetpack as well?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, fuck it. I was going to fucking fly out this time.
Whose go is it?
Mine.
Okay.
Fuck it, I'm going to suffer 2 strain. I'm going to run to the window, jump out onto the catwalk below. That's not going to make me suffer strain because a run and a jump. So I've got to do an athletics.
You're suffering strain because you're going down the story?
No, I'm not suffering strain. I'm just jumping out the window. What's his athletics?
I'm just jumping out the window.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it, I'm not. I'm running. Yeah, right, well.
Go on then.
Two.
Two.
Well, shit loads of success and nothing else. So, I've jumped out the window and I'm on the walkway outside.
What bit?
Well, the window. You're in F at the moment. There's 2 windows.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on the walkway there.
Well, like here.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have to do athletics to follow him out?
If you want to do a round of average athletics to see who made it out or not.
Or do you want to just snipe him from the window?
Or if anyone's got a long-range weapon, they can try and take a shot from the window.
No.
Or, I would say medium-range weapon from the window.
I'm going to run out after him.
So, who wants to take the medium-range shot?
Do you have your go yet?
Jim, do you try a medium-range
This is the next go.
Okay.
You, do you have your another go in the last round?
No, so Jibs
is... Oh, you should have had a go in the last round.
No,
I'm going to give you a free roll and then another roll. Yeah. So I'm going to take this roll as if, like, it's still the conditions from inside the room. So 1 red, 1 black, and your standard roll.
1 red, 1 black, and what am I going to do? Heavy blaster pistol.
Yeah, whatever weapon you're going to use.
Yeah, I'll use that. That's a medium range weapon, though. Well,
you're in the same room, yeah.
1 red, 1 black.
That the red and the black cancel out.
So you've got 1 success and 2 advantage.
Nice.
So what's your base damage?
7.
7, so it's
plus
8.
One is
8 damage. And I'll let you add a boost onto your athletics. Oh, no, you're going to shoot, so I'll let you add a boost to your shot to take him down.
Okay, am I still a red and a black?
No,
to jump from the window, it's going to be 2 purple. 2 purple and a black. I guess say 2 purple, a black because you're shooting from the smoke, and a boost because you're shooting from above. You got a bit of SP on him.
Okay.
So a black and a blue. 2 purple. Yeah, that's it.
So that one cancels out that one. Yeah, remove
it's
that.
That and that. That and that.
Nice.
Success, 1 disadvantage. Suffer 1 strain.
Woo.
And your base damage is what again?
7.
So you did another 8 damage. As this guy jumped out, just popped him in the back of the head and killed him.
Yay! Yay!
You can carry me if you want that room.
Awesome.
That's a saviour.
Thanks, guys. I don't know where it came from. All that failure.
You killed the guy. Are you gonna...
What was his damage? What was his...
His wound threshold. 26.
Oh,
that's what I thought I saw.
With a soak of 6.
Blimey.
Yeah. But Tiss nearly took him down with stun grenades because his strain was only 15.
Oh, we should have kept going.
Yeah.
Don't have any stun grenades.
So you kill the motherfucker and you go to take his ship, which is outside.
celebration after we kill.
There's all the spice in the cargo hold. Up to you if you want to take it back to the guys who owed it, the Pike family.
Yeah, we should give it back.
Taking it back?
Well,
the Pikes gave you a minus on all your obligation, 1,000 credits each, and you got to keep the ship, which is up to you if you want to keep or sell.
We should keep it, I reckon.
Keep the ship.
Is it a good ship?
It's worth 55,000 credits.
Yeah, let's keep the ship.
Okay, and you go off and have many adventures together. On the way out, though, seeing as Becca had 20 obligation, did you have 20? How much did you have? Oh, no, you're right, then. On the way out, nothing happened.
I cleared my...
If you had... I thought you had loads. On the way out, if you had 20, it was like you were more renowned, and the security cameras would have picked you up on the exit. And the police would have come to arrest you.
Knee in your head. And we all go,
And you all lived happily ever after.
Yay. Good.
Yay. That's the story.
Well done.
Nice work.
All right.
Thank you, GM Sean.
Good job. Woo!
You didn't do it, but Zelcom Tower would have been quite a cool scenario. Basically, you would have gone to an abandoned tower block.
Mm.
and you can like hack your way into the front door, or you can scale the building and come in the balcony, or you can
use the side exit.
Yeah, there was a side entrance that you'd have to crawl through tunnels to get into. And then you would have had to get to his office and hacked into all his computers and shit. So that was like the hacking scenario and
do that anyway.
sneaky hacky area, and then there was the gambling area, and then there was like the negotiation place. There were like the three different places you could have gone. But you got to play Sobek.
That was an awesome game.
Did you think, Jibs?
I liked it, it was good. It was fun.
That was a longer session than we'd normally have.
Are you coming every week?
You were around.
I'm going to be living in Italy.
I tried. No offense. But you took to it a lot quicker. Like
no offence, James.
No offence, but you weren't shit.
But you could have been shit.
So that's great.
Just read the bit of paper. Didn't really get it at the start, but...
It's quite simple to pick up. When you just realise everything, it's all about of like what cancels what, and then after that, it's... Because whatever you do, it's just you roll the dice.
Cool.
If you made your own character, what would you do?
What would he be?
Fisherman.
Anyway.